已经超过了巴比伦时代的人。
At that time, he was really surpasses
all the generation. 超过沙龙画派的人。
All the Saloon era.
这个今天你把这些 Blue Period 的人的人物的描写拿出来看的时候
，And today, when you observe such paintings,
你个个都会使你深受感动。
You will be moved by every piece.
我特别受他感动的就是那个正在讨钱的一个演奏的街头的音乐家，是瞎眼的老人弹吉他。
Especially a picture of a beggar with a guitar moved me.
非常深深感动人的。
This is a painting that moved me greatly.
那么这个毕卡索的创造功能呢
？The creativity of Picasso.
慢慢发展就慢慢离开正统的传统了。
Slowly move away from tradition.
所以他画的人就眼睛不一样，嘴巴不一样，整个神态完全脱离限制的人。
And he started to draw in an abstract manner.
那么他所画的身材
，the shape，
就要把意义放进去。
Was trying to express meaning.
而不是把线条表达出来。
Not just express the reality.
这个毕卡索的图画到底是怎么样的图画呢
？What sort of painting did Picasso paint?
人从意义的表达去看他的伟大。
We need to understand his greatness from the expression of meaning.
他画的人不像人。
The painting of human being doesn't look like human being.
画的动物不像动物。
Animals doesn't look like animals.
所以他把人画成那种形状，等他娶老婆的时候，不要娶那种的。
He drew women that looks quite ugly.
所以当他结婚的时候，他回到正常神创造的形象界中间。
But when he get married, he returned to the normalcy that God has created.
用艺术的创造功能画图的时候，回到他自我做创造主的另外一个世界里面。
But when he paint a woman, he go into his own world.
有一段的时期，我认为毕加索的图画是存心欺骗全世界。
At a moment of time, I thought that Picasso was just a big con man.
现在我观念有一些不同。
But now I changed my mind a bit.
我知道他有他伟大的地方。
I know that there are sparks of brilliance.
他的天才是没有人可以怀疑的。
That his genius cannot be doubted.
他作画把意义加进去的这一种也是前无古人的。
And that his ability to add meaning to his painting was unique.
他根本不是在那表达现象界中间的这种唯心主义的东西。
He was not just simply painting the reality.
他要把心灵里面有创造性功能表达那个人的意志跟意义把它表现出来。
He wanted to express the will of man in his creativity.
这样当毕加索下笔在他的帆布里面作画的时候
，So when Picasso paints upon his canvas，
他就表演自己是做了上帝。
What he is doing is that he is trying to put up a show as if he's God.
帆布变成他创造中的宇宙。
And the canvas becomes the universe of his creation.
里面所画的东西就是他所造的人物。
And the things that he has painted become his creatures.
图画家是如此。
This is the case for painter.
音乐家是如此。
For the musician.
哲学家是如此。
For the philosopher.
诗人是如此。
For the poet.
小说家更是如此。
And certainly for the novelist.
中国有史以来没有一个人是生出一个阿 Q 出来的。
And China has never had a character named RQ.
但是中国里面有个名叫阿 Q 的比你更出名。
But there is a RQ that's more famous than you.
这个人没有父母。
He has no parents.
这个人是鲁迅手下把他创造出来的。
Because he's a character under the pen of 鲁迅。
所以小说里面的人物是人所造的人，写小说的人是上帝所造的人。
The character in a novel is made by the novelist, and the novelist is made by God.
上帝用自己的形象样式造的，就变成一个人。
God by His own image created a human being.
人按照自己的形象造的，就变成小说里面的人物。
And a human being created characters in a novel.
创造的功能
，the creativity
可以使小说里面的人物呢活得好像比真正活的人更活一样的。
Enables the character to come alive as if it is like a real person.
这就是人表演上帝所做出来的东西。
This happens when we try to act as if we are like God.
这些被造的东西。
All these created things
是因为人有创造性才造出来的。
Is possible only because we are creative.
被造的东西无论多高超
，But no matter how great these created things are，
被造的被造
，They are the created things by a created being。
这些被造的被造
，These created things
就有功能去破坏 或者去建造社会。
Has the ability to destroy or to construct the world.
所以每一个有创造功能的人
，Every single creative person
都应当以敬畏上帝的心，很谨慎的审查自己怎样使用我们的创造功能。
Need to fear God and be very cautious as to the use of these gifts.
这个有的影响是不可收拾的东西。
The influence can be so great indeed.
前不久我对你们讲达芬奇 Code 的这个讲座。
Not long ago, I had a seminar on Da Vinci Code.
哈佛大学从来没有一个教授叫做 Landon.
In Harvard University, there is no professor by the name of Landon.
照样，英国的这个历史学会里面，皇家历史学会从来没有他所讲的那一个人。
In the Royal Society of History in England, the character does not exist.
所以他就用自己创造的人物。
So all these characters are fictional.
盗用已经出名的学府。
And using the names of famous institutions,
罗浮宫
the Lover,
哈佛大学
Harvard,
英国皇家的这个学会
the Royal Society of England,
把这些假的跟真的混在一起
and the author is able to mix the fiction with the non-fiction,
用文学的著作来侮辱文学作家应当有的伦理
and he used literary work to humiliate the ethics of literature,
用历史学的眼光来侮辱历史学家
And he used a historical anger to humiliate a historian.
用艺术家的名堂来侮辱整个人类历史。
And using the status of an artist to humiliate the entire history of man.
用宗教的讨论来亵渎人类的宗教。
And he used religious discussion to blaspheme against religion.
他的创造功能是很强的。
This person is greatly creative.
他的动机目的是很卑劣的。
But he had a lowly motive.
所以这本书会影响千千万万以后历史要来的人，使他们失去信仰，失去道德，失去真实的伦理。
And this book will influence thousands of people in the future that they may lose their religion and true ethics.
因为《达芬奇密码》里面提到，后来麦大娜玛利亚是尸体是埋葬在苏格兰的罗莎琳礼拜堂里面。
In this book, Mary Magdalene was supposedly buried in Scotland.
所以看过那本书的人，很多人就到罗莎琳的地方去朝圣，去寻找，去回凭吊过去的历史。
And so those who have read the book actually will travel all the way to Rosalind to pay homage.
3个月以前
3 months ago.
那个礼拜堂里的牧师气得要命。
The pastor of the church was furious.
他我在这里是要服侍，是教会的工作，每天一大堆来，不是来做礼拜，来查是不是麦大娜玛利亚的尸体在这里。
He says that my ministry here is to serve the people, but all the tourists are coming to check on the body of Mary Magdalene.
教会已经进入完全不正常的状态。
And the church has entered into an abnormal state.
我在这里的服侍已经成为不可能了。
And it is not possible to serve.
所以这个牧师呢 ，Rosalind Church， 苏格兰这个礼拜堂的牧师，3个月以前已经辞职了。
And so the pastor resigned.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
还有很多人到罗浮宫去。
A lot of people go to Lover.
要去看看那个馆长死的地方在哪里。
To see where the curator died.
根本没有这样的馆长。
But this was fictional.
也没有死过在那边。
He didn't die there.
连那个逃走的窗根本也不存在。
And there was no window of escape.
全部都是 fiction, fictive, 都是假的东西。
All these are fictitious.
所以当一个人有创造功能而没有好好用的时候。
So we see that when a person is creative and doesn't make use of his creativity,
他就变成魔鬼的工具。
He becomes a tool of Satan.
有创造功能的人可以想出别人没有想过的事情。
A creative person can see angles that others cannot.
你知道世界上最大的经济学家是谁呢？
Do you know who the greatest economist is in the world?
是 Adam Smith 吗？
Was it Adam Smith?
是马克思吗？
Was it Karl Marx?
我告诉你，都不是。
No.
是犹大。
It's Judas.
犹大是真正经济学家，他经济破产的时候，还可以用一个办法把老师卖掉，得到30块钱。
Judas is a genius because he could sell his teacher and get 30 pieces of silver.
这种生财之道绝对有很独特的原创性才会做出来的。
He definitely was original in his creativity.
另外一个很重要的经济学家。
Another very important economist
就是 Osama bin Laden.
Is Osama bin Laden.
他训练出一大批的恐怖分子。
He can train a whole group of terrorists.
他可以不必用一块钱就会炸掉两座世界贸易中心，这本钱是太小了。
And he can spend very little money to destroy 2 great buildings.
用美国飞机炸美国大厦，他不必出一块钱。多么厉害的经济学家，对不对
？He used the American planes to destroy American buildings. He doesn't have to pay too much money.
哈佛大学的商业部不能产生这样的专家。
The business school of Harvard would not produce a person like that.
最多拿到财经济学的诺贝尔奖的，其他国大学也不能产生这样的专家。
The University of Chicago would not produce a person like that.
是他的创造性功能的原创思想想出了这些的办法。
His originality and creativity gave forth to all these plans.
不但如此，一支的小小的刀片就可以使一个这个驾驶员脱离他的位置。把椅子交给他，让他去撞。
And he was able to do this because of a single razor blade and forces the pilot to give way.
这些都是 creativity.
These are creative works.
The creativity can be good and can be evil.
但是创意可以是好的，也是坏的。
今天我们每个人听了这些信息以后
，When we hear all these messages，
你要很严肃的考察你自己。
You need to search yourself solemnly.
检查你的心肠肺腑。
And search your heart.
你这一生想过什么创新？创原创性的有创造功能的东西。
Have you thought about creative original things?
写这些的事，你害了多少人
？How much things have you thought about?
或者你帮助了多少人
？And with these things, how much have you helped?
真正的创造主一定要审判被造的创造者。
Because the real creator will judge all created beings.
都要在上帝的面前向他交账。
All of us will be held accountable before God.
我们无论有多大的创造性。我们的创造性跟我们的本身不过是受造者而已。
No matter how creative we are, our creativity and ourselves are created beings.
所以真正的创造主是我儿，把你的心归我，你的眼目也要喜爱我的道路。
The real creator says, My son, give me your heart, your eyes are to delight in my pathway.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
在我们一定要面对上帝向他交账以前
Before we face God and be accountable to Him,
我们应当让真理来约束我们。
We need to be constrained by the truth.
用上帝的道来光照我们。
To be enlightened by the Word of God.
用圣灵来引导我们。
To be guided by the Holy Spirit.
把我们的一切受造的潜在能放在上帝的手里，顺服他的引导，跟他圣灵的感化。
And submit all the potential of our creativity into the hands of God that we may be guided by Him.
否则的话，我们就会自己被自己的聪明所误导而灭亡。
Or we will be destroyed because we are misguided by our own intelligence.
神把创造性放在人的里面。
When God gave us creativity,
这是神的智慧。
It is because of His wisdom.
这是神创造的荣耀。
It is His glory.
这也是人的特权。
And also our special privilege.
被称为人受造者最危机的事情。
But also give us, make us in a sense of crisis.
所以我们应当靠着圣灵的光照。
By the enlightenment of the Holy Spirit.
重整我们的生命。
We need to reorganize our life.
重新献上我们被造的潜在功能。
And once again, give to God the potential that has been created in us.
我们才能真正造就自己，又造就别人。
In this manner, we can help ourselves and help others.
最后，我要大家思想到。
Lastly, I want to think about this.
创造性最大的堕落是什么呢
？The greatest fall of creativity.
创造性最大的堕落就是用被造的创造性去创造被造的创造者。
The greatest fall of creativity is when we use the creator creativity to create another creator.
有一个中国人把我这几句话写在他的论文里面的时候
，A Chinese person used this sentence of mine in his thesis.
那么世界最高的神学的一个教授把他叫来
，And the dean asked him to come for meeting.
他说：“我发现你有很清楚的神学头脑。”
The dean says, "I discover you have very clear theological insight."
他一面说不敢当不敢当，一面心里说这不是我的，是从唐崇荣那边偷来的。
And the person says that actually you stolen from Stephen Tong.
后来有天他告诉我。
Then later he told me.
唐牧师，我写论文的把你这些思想放进去了。
He says, "Dr. Tong, when I wrote my thesis, I put all these thoughts of yours in."
我的老师称赞我，称赞得很好。
My teachers were very impressed.
我不得不告诉你，这是你的，不是我的。
But I have to tell you that I stole from you.
好，现在我把原作者我的讲清楚给你听了。
So now I tell you the original thoughts.
当一个人创造一个东西的时候
，When a person created something,
他自己是被造者。
He himself is a created being.
他创造的是被造者所创造的。
He has created something by a created creature.
被造的所创造的是被造者所创造的被造者。
And so the created being is created by a creature.
他本身是真正创造者所创造的被造者。
But he himself is a creature created by the true creator.
被造者在创造，就创造被造者所创造的创造者的被造者。 我不是在 playing words 啊。
It's not just a play of words.
你把自己搞清楚了以后。
But when you are clear about the relationship,
整个历史相当决定你这些有创造功能的手里面决定整个人类的命运。
You will see that history almost is decided by all these creative people.
但无论你造什么。
But no matter what you're looking for,
是科学进步。
To make science advance.
或者你创造什么。
Or you have created something.
技术有突破。
To have a technical breakthrough.
无论你创造什么。
When you create something,
是整个历史有改变
to change the history of the world,
都是另外一件事情
All these are separate items.
在创造功能的应用的时候
But when you use your creativity,
你就真的 actualize the creation of God.
You are actualizing the creation of God.
上帝的创造兑现到一个被造与创造之间的关系
You are using the creation of God to have a relationship between the creator.
那我们造东造西
We create all kinds of things.
我们的造被造者所创造的被造的被造。
We are making things as a creature that has been created.
但当人用创造性去牵涉到侮辱上帝的时候
，But when we use our creativity to blaspheme against God,
那个罪就大得不得了了。
It would be a great sin indeed.
当人把上帝也把它造出来的时候
，So when we also create a God,
触怒了上帝最大的怒气。
It will incur the greatest wrath of God.
这条诫命的第一条说，你不可以在我以外有别的上帝。
And so the very first commandment of the Ten Commandments is, you shall not have another God.
第二条告诉你，你不可以制造偶像，也不可以敬拜他。
The second one says, you are not to create likeness of other gods.
第一条、第二条结合起来，就是对创造性误用，在真创造者之下所应当受的审判。
The first two commandments, therefore, will give us the judgment when we misuse our creativity.
上帝不把偷东西放进你放在第一条、第二条。
God did not list adultery or stealing as the first or second commandment.
上帝把被造者在创造性的误用当作是最重要的这个是律法。
To God, the most important thing is the misuse of creativity by the creature.
在我之外没有别的神。
Outside of me, there is no other God.
那么，如果有别的神存在，是怎样的神呢
？If there is another God, what sort of God would this be?
一定不是真创造者。
Surely it is not the first creator.
一定是被造者。
It must be a creature.
啊，这样就有创造的神以及被造的神不同的这个位分。
And so you have creator God and created God.
啊，创造的神是真神。
The creator God is the real God.
被造的神不是真神。
Not the created God.
讲真神造人，假神人造。
And so the real God will make man, but the false God is made by man.
大家说一二三，真神造人，假神人造，真人像神，假神像人。大家说一二三，真人像神，假神像人。第三，真神造人。假神人造，大家说，真神造人，假神人造，这二十四个字的三句对联。
There are 24 words in this idiom.
如果你想清楚了以后
，If you are clear about this，
你就知道宗教性的堕落是在神面前一些堕落的开始。
You will see that the fall of religion is the beginning of all fall before God.
宗教性的堕落就是不把神当作神。不把神的命令当作命令，不把人当作人，不把人应当顺从的顺从当作顺从。
The fall of religion comes when we do not understand the correct position of man, human being, and of God, human being, and God's commandment.
所以当亚当犯罪以后
，So after Adam have sinned,
审判就要来到。
Judgment was coming.
当律法赐下的时候
，When the laws were given,
真正的位分就要追讨了。
We are accountable to the true God.
你要的诫命除了我以外，你没有别的神。
The first commandment, other than me, you have no other God.
不可为自己雕刻偶像。
You are not to create images of other gods.
你也不可以敬拜他。
And not to worship them.
那么当人创造假神的时候
，When we create false gods,
这就被造的创造性对创造者最大的冒犯。
It is the greatest challenge of a creature towards the creator.
也是最大的这个羞辱或者亵渎。
And also the greatest blasphemy.
The greatest blasphemy of the creator man to his creator. 这样人就创造了一个假的上帝。
And we create a false god.
那我有一次在台湾在路上走路的时候。
Once I was walking along the road in Taiwan.
那是36年前第一次去。
36 years ago when I was there the first time,
看见了两尊的这个神像已经雕成功了。
I saw two statues of a god.
放在这个路边。
That was placed by the side of the road.
是关公或者张飞，我不知道，已经刻好了。
It's a very fierce-looking god.
非常雄壮。
A very
非常有气魄。是石头雕的。
Made of stone.
还没有磨光。
It hasn't been polished yet.
也还没有上油。
It hasn't been painted.
就是刚刚生生的木头刻出来的形象在那。
It was carved out of wood.
两座都很有威风的。
Two very grand-looking statues.
那一天最大的讽刺是什么呢？
But the greatest irony was.
一个小孩子在小便，看东看西，小便给风吹，吹到神像上面去。
A child was peeing on the road, and the urine hit the statue.
那个时候很深的思想的。
But I was indeed taught.
那个。这个关公啊
，The idol was very
身上泼到小便不会说，嘿，滚蛋，他不会讲话。
Was stained by the urine, but he cannot react.
他的威风只有形象的威风，没有行动上的威风。
So he only looked grand, but he cannot go into action.
他有死的形象威风，没有活的报仇威风。
He looks grand, but he's a dead object and cannot come alive.
那是我感到很讽刺的事情。
I thought it was very ironical.
所以站在那边想了好几秒钟。
And I thought about it for a while, standing there.
如果你站在那边。
If you are standing there,
有人小便在你身上，你会怎么样呢？
What would you do if someone urine hit you?
他还是威风，但是让他小便。
But this statue couldn't do anything.
所以这就是被造的神，到底权力是有限的。
And so a created God has no power.
那我就开始想象的话，你创造性、创造者、被造性、被造者、被造的创造者这些问题一连串一直想的。
And so I keep thinking about all these profound thoughts about creator and the creature.
一个人雕神像的时候
，When a person carve an idol，
他是受造者。
He is a creature, created man.
有受造之物。
And he used a created thing
来做一个受造的神。
To make a created god.
所以受造的人
，So a created man
用受造之物
，using a created
idol 来做一个受造的神。
To make a created god.
大家讲一二三，受造的人。用受造的猪来造一个受造的神，这叫做三重受造。
There are three different layers of creative.
原造的上帝。
The original creator
就是原造的上帝。
Is the original creator.
而被造的上帝。
But the created God
第三层次受造的神。
Is a created God after three creation.
你不能说一个是创造者，一个是被造者，就是这样简单。
It is not simply a creator and a creature.
因为创造者就是创造者。
Because the creator was original.
被造者不是创造者造的。
But the created God is not made by the creator.
被造者是被造的人的创造性造的。
The created God is made by a created man using his creativity.
被造的人不是用他的思想造的创造者。
And the created man is not using his own original thought to make a created God.
那是用被造物质造了一个创造者。
But he uses a created item to make this created God.
因为他把它当作上帝，所以赞称创造者。
But because he treats this as God, he treats this as a creator.
这不是真正的创造者。
But this is not the real creator.
这个被造的创造者从来没有创造，只有被造。
This created God has never created anything before.
被造物的人用被造的物创造一个被造的被造神。
So we have a situation where a created man used created material to make a created god.
这叫 triple created creature.
So he is a created god, is a triple created creature.
被造的已经超越了被造的所有的位分。
But because this created man is far surpasses all creatures.
所以把他当作神来敬拜。
And when he worship this idol,
人一方面用自己的手创造一个神，再用自己的腿跪在他面前说：“你是我的创造者。”
On the one hand, he used his hand to make the creature, and then he kneeled before it and said, "You are my creator."
惹了那真正创造者天上的气愤。
That is why he has incurred the real wrath of the original creator.
所以上帝说：“你不可以在我以外有别的神。”
And so God said, "Apart from me, you cannot have other gods."
不可以为自己创造偶像。
And you are not to create idols for yourself.
你不可以敬拜他。
And you are not to worship it.
因为除了我以外没有上帝。
Because other than me, there is no other God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
你有创造性。
You are creative.
你有创造功能吗
？You have the functions of creativity.
你有艺术才分吗
？You can be artistic.
你有思想才分吗
？You can think.
你有创造性功能的手吗
？You have the functions of creativity in your hands.
这些伟大的本质的时候
，When you have all these great potential,
你清楚知道你创造性的功能是上帝放在你里面。 被造的神的形象。
What you need to know that all this come about because you are made in the image of the Creator.
所以你是唯一有创造功能的受造者。
You are the only creature that has been created with creativity.
你就不可以在这件事情上冒犯创造者的本身。
And so in this manner, you are not to incur the wrath of the Creator.
只有真正的创造者是主。
Only the real Creator is Lord.
被造的主不是主。
A created being is not Lord.
被造的主是被造的人用被造之物所创。创造出来的被造的神
，The created God is created by a created man using created material。
而你竟然造了一个被造的创造者
，So how can you create a created God？
你整个宗教的观念跟你的整个生命就完全乱成一团了。
When you do this, your entire faith and your entire life is in great confusion。
这是非常非常可惜也很可怜的事情。
This is something regrettable and very sad。
我们既然回到上帝面前。
Today we need to return to God.
主啊，你是真正的创造者。
I say, O Lord, you are the true creator.
你是唯一的创造者。
The only creator.
我无论有多大创造功能的潜在力，都不过是被你所造的。
No matter how great in creativity I have, I am just a creature.
我自己回到你的面前，敬拜你，做我敬拜的对象。
And so I need to come back before you to worship you alone.
那你自己引导我怎么用你所给我的创造性去造一些荣耀你、合乎你心意的东西。
And so we should ask God to guide us to create things that are pleasing to Him.
免得我得罪你。
Lest we sin against Him.
亲爱弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
你这一生做了什么事情
？What have you done in with your life？
你有了什么功用？
What sort of functions do you have?
你怎样使用你的创造性
？How have you used your creativity?
这一次我前个礼拜在北京。
Two weeks ago I was in Beijing.
经过中南海的时候
，As I passed by 中南海，
那一句话还放在前面。
There was still a word there.
战无不胜的毛泽东思想万岁。
Long live the victorious thoughts of Mao Zedong.
Undefeatable
thoughts of Mao Zedong.
Undefeatable thoughts of Mao Zedong.战无不胜，没有被战败过，永远得胜的毛泽东思想万岁。
Long live this undefeatable thoughts of Mao Zedong.
这是中国人对真理最大的侮辱。
This is the biggest insult that the Chinese have towards the truth.
因为你把被造的思想代替最高的真理。
Because you have replaced the greatest truth with a created thought.
毛泽东是自从天坛的敬拜结束以后。
After the worship at the heavenly altar,
民国成立
when the nationhood was established,
共产党诞生以后
after communism was born,
完全违背了中国传统第一个人讲人定胜天的领导
he was the first leader that goes against all tradition to say that the human being will always win against heaven.
在明朝、清朝一共五六百年的历史过程中间
in the past 500-600 years,
每一个皇帝都要在天坛代表全百姓来祭祀上帝。
Every emperor will go to the heavenly altar to represent the people to worship God.
过去的观念告诉我们，人定，人要顺天者昌，逆天者亡。
The earlier saying is that when we are with heaven, we will prosper. When we are against heaven, we will be destroyed.
虽然天坛的祭祀结束了。
Although such worship ceremony has ended,
孙中山还是敬畏上帝的人。
But Dr. Sun Yat-sen was a person that honored God.
到了毛泽东的时候
，But by the time Mao Zedong appeared,
突然间讲人定胜天，这个跟整个中国文化传统完全不同的事情。
And suddenly he declared that the human being will always win over heaven.
这是他的创造性吗
？Was this a creative?
毛泽东是很原创的。
He was original.
毛泽东是非常非常有创造力的人。
He was greatly creative.
无论他的文才，无论他的武才，都是第一流的。
He was first class in literature and also in warfare.
但是事实告诉我们什么呢
？But the fact is,
他们盼望制造一个君富的社会，结果达到的是君穷的最可怜的社会。
They wanted equality in wealth, but in the end, they had equality in poverty.
他盼望超越孔子的儒家学说。
He wanted to be above Confucianism.
结果是中国人成了连最基本的礼貌都不懂的，好像野蛮的民族一样。
But in the end, the people become barbaric without the most basic manners.
他把马克思带来搞中国的经济。
He brought in Karl Marx for the economy.
最后使中国变成经济破产的国家。
But in the end, the country almost went bankrupt.
他最大的毛病在哪里呢
？His biggest problem，
你没有上帝，不必敬拜上帝。如果有上帝，我就是你的上帝。
was in the end he think that there is no God and he himself is like a God.
所以圣经说以别的神代替耶和华的，他的愁苦必要加添。
The Bible says that if you use other gods in place of Jehovah God, you will suffer greatly.
中国人是个敬天的民族。
The Chinese is a race that is fearful of heaven.
论理里面说讲骄奢之礼，所以忌上帝。
The Analect says that because of our fear, we need to fear God.
孔子说呢，知孰否者，天厌之，天厌之。
Confucius says that things that I do not acknowledge, even heaven will not acknowledge.
宋朝的程子说，按形体说，我们叫做天；按他的位格来说，我们称他叫做上帝。
And in Song Dynasty, God was acknowledged.
这些观念告诉我们，有一位真正的创造主在上面。
All these concepts tell us that there is a creator God.
明朝、清朝的皇帝到祭天的时候，都要从王宫走路几公里到天坛那里去。
The Ming and Qing Dynasty, the emperors need to walk all the way to the heavenly altar.
还有在那里有三天的斋热、沐浴、圣洁，不可亲近女人。没有性关系，那么才能带着寄生体寄上帝。
And for 3 days they will go into a ritual, a vegetarian ritual, so that they can worship God.
到了雍正的时代，因为很害怕人家暗杀他，所以减少只有一天住在那里。
But in the era of Yongzheng, it was reduced to one day for fear of assassins.
第二年他还是被暗杀掉了。
But in the second year, he still was assassinated.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
这种敬畏上帝的心是人人应当有的。
All of us need to have the fear of God.
而毛泽东最后做了一件事情呢。
And Mao Zedong did something in the end.
他既然否定创造者
，He denied the creator.
但他使用了创造者所给他的创造性。
But he has used the creativity that the creator gave to him.
创造一个中国历史从来没有的局面。
To create a whole scene that has never been seen before.
像他所讲的话，一人斗，其乐无穷。
And he liked to actually go into a fight.
The joy is to fight with people.
The joy is to go into conflict.
The joy is to fight with heaven. 以天斗，其乐无穷。
To continue to fight against heaven.
所以中国就从创造者进到了一个被造的创造者的假神的时期。
And so from the creator, the Chinese enter into a stage with a created God.
创造性最大的堕落。
So the greatest fall of creativity.
就是用被造的创造性去创造一个被造的创造者。
Is when we use the created creativity to create a created God.
这人不但不能像上帝。
We cannot like be like God.
而且把自己假装成像上帝的假上帝。
And when we pretend to be a false God.
文化的堕落。
The fall of
宗教的堕落。
The fall of religion.
社会堕落。
The fall of society.
就从这里开始。
We'll start from here.
所以今天晚上求主帮助我们。
This evening may the Lord have mercy on us.
给我们中间有特别创造功能。特别有原创性的思想家的才能的青年人
that the young among us who are original in their creativity
你把你的 creativity 放在神的面前
what you need to do is to place your creativity before God
被造的创造性奉献在创造你的创造主的面前
and to give to God this creativity that has been created by your creator
这样我们的自由放在神的自主之下
Like we should submit our freedom under the sovereign will of God.
我们被造的创造性放在上帝真正的创造主的权柄之下。
Let our created creativity be subjected under the true creator.
你最后就像创造你的主。
In this manner, you will be like your creator.
因为你是按照上帝的形象而被造。
Because you have been created in the image of God.
愿上帝赐福给我们。
May the Lord bless us all.
我们大家站起来祷告。
Let us rise and pray.
十字架，永是我的永。